name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is born. Today, on this glorious day that we celebrate the Nativity of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, I think it's appropriate to tell the Christmas story. Perhaps those who are not naturally born here wouldn't understand. The Christmas story has the idea in America that you sit down with your Bible and you read Matthew and Luke and you read about the nativity of Christ and Him being born and being laid in a manger and all those kinds of things. That's just a historical event. Let me tell you the story. Let me tell you the meaning of the nativity. It's right before us from St. Paul. Before there were all anything, before all things, there was God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit were in perfect unity with one another. Perfectly holy, perfectly at peace, lacking nothing, possessing everything. At some timeless time, God created the world and all that was in it. And He created the crown of creation, man, who was made in His image and likeness and meant to be able to share in knowledge of God. God desired man would have perfect holiness, perfect peace, to possess everything, to know everything. That's what He wanted for man. But man's flesh was too weak and inclines too easily towards sin. And even if we want to, we can't be righteous. God saw this calamity. So, when the fullness of time, was come, God sent forth His Son, made of woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. He sent His Son, who had all the prerogatives of being a son, who knew His Father intimately, and shared in all things with His Father, and in fact, He and His Father are one, so that we could be adopted. Now, if He is a son, and we are a son, then that means that we share the same Father, God. Not by our nature. Christ is Son by nature. We are sons by adoption. Formerly exiles. Formerly afar off. Formerly unable really to do good. Not completely. Unable to reach our destiny and our purpose. But because we have been changed by Jesus Christ becoming man. And then making our flesh capable of knowing God. Capable of doing works of righteousness. Now we can be sons and daughters, adopted in the family of God. This is the meaning of the Nativity. It's not a babe in a manger. It's God becoming man. It's fixing something that's broken. We were broken. And God saw this. And the only way to fix us was to come down on earth Himself, taking on our flesh with all of its infirmities and making it capable of doing works of righteousness. He lived a perfectly righteous life on earth. And then when He died, of His own ability, He raised up His soul, His human soul, so that He would be alive. So can we be raised up. But our Lord is not just a babe in a manger. He is the Almighty God who has all of the prerogatives of sonship, who's offering them to us. Now, this is a great gift. And great gifts do not come cheaply. Even though this gift is given to us, it is not cheap. Our Lord's ministry was one of knowledge and of power. He imparts to us knowledge of how to live, and He gives us the power to be able to do it. That is the meaning of nativity. It's when we recall how far away we were from God and how we are brought now very near. So near, in fact, that we can cry out to someone, to the God, above all things, of which we share nothing, we can cry out with confidence from our heart, Abba, Father. Because we are His sons and daughters. Because we've become changed. But only if we live the life. Because in order to know God, we must be like Him. We are made in His image and likeness. And we must be aware of this in everything we do. If we are to know love, we must love as God loves. If we are to know purity, we must be pure as God is pure. This is only possible because the God-man accomplished it for us. Salvation is not something that's given to us as if it's some sort of material gift. It's not some sort of contract or agreement with God. It is becoming, changing, so that we would be in the state that we were born for, to be sons and daughters of God. It takes labor. Just as when a babe is born, there is much labor ahead of that little child. Learning to walk, to talk, to read, learning to be kind, to think of others. There's a lot of labor involved in living. And there is labor involved in attaining eternal life. But we are capable because God made us capable. What an amazing thing. We who are flesh, we who are full of sin, constantly disappoint ourselves for the things we do and that we don't do. And we can cry out to the perfect God, Abba, Father. And that is the meaning of nativity. That we who are, as you could you say, opposite of God, we are incompatible with God, and yet He has made us compatible. And then He sent that Spirit of His Son into our hearts. A Son who knows His Father, knows He's loved by His Father, knows that He shares all things with His Father. There's no doubt in His mind. Well, that Spirit of God's Son has been sent into our hearts, so that we can know that we have a Father, that we can cry out, Abba, Father. Perhaps you're not always able to do this. And the reason why is because of sin. The pollution in our souls, the cacophony within us that makes it hard and sometimes perhaps even impossible at moments to hear the still small voice of God. But we are sons. We are adopted. We are part of God's family, not because we deserve, but because God loves us. So let's live like sons and daughters. Let's struggle for righteousness. Not because it is some externally imposed law. There is no law that God has decreed that is external to us. That is, you do this or you die. No. The law of God is within our heart. Just as a son who loves his father will please his father naturally because he wants to. Because it seems to him to be insanity to do something that would go against the will of his father. That is the law of God. It's within our hearts. It's that spirit of his son crying out, Abba, Father. We need to learn this. Commandments are not externally imposed. God didn't come just to purchase for us forgiveness. He came so that we could be raised up, so that we could be changed. And this reality is so much more meaningful than an idea that Jesus Christ just came so that he would be sacrificed by his Father, so that we would not be punished. I've said many times to you before, what good is it if we're forgiven our sins if we can't change? Do you want to be a sinner all your life? Even if you're forgiven every time you sin. Do you want to be that type of person? God came so that we could become good. Not just be forgiven. He adopted us as sons and daughters. He instilled within us His Spirit that cries, Abba, Father. Listen to the Spirit of the Son within you. Let it direct you. When you are tempted, remember that you are a child of God. And no one can take that away from you except yourself. This is the true nativity story. That when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, born under the law, subject to the same corruption as us. But He defeated the corruption. He defeated the sin. And He made us capable of appropriating that power. So He redeemed us so that we would have received the adoption of sons. And because we are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts so that we may cry, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no longer a servant, but a son. And if a son, an heir to God, of God through Christ. All things that are God's, He wants to give to us. Let us accept this gift. Let us accept it by living as sons and daughters. Amen.